Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Daddy, do you think dinner's taking a while?
I don't know, Princess. I don't think so.
Daddy, my rice is crispy.
Well, honey, that's paella. That's Sakurat. It's supposed to be crispy.
What? I don't like it. What are you talking about? I'm tired.
These people are horrible.
Yeah, especially y'all. The daughter who is trying to initiate a fight.
Oh, yes. She's
Princess
horrible.
Is the worst.
She's
Lovey.
Princess is the worst. Yeah. Y'all, this is Below Deck Med season 7.
They're yacht owners.
Clash landing. Yes, they are yacht owners. And you can tell. But what's infuriating, y'all, these people keep complaining about the weather, saying, like, quick question, like, so the weather's not better yet? The weather's not better yet? We can't go out yet? We can't go, like, asking about the weather every 5 minutes, and I'm watching this, and I'm, because you and I have seen this, I went, oh, God, these are the people at the airport that get furious when there's a huge thunderstorm or there's a mechanical failure
right.
on a plane.
Oh, why can't we take off?
And I'm like, we can't
because,
take
sir,
off.
Because, sir, if we took so off, we would lose our
die.
Wheels.
Yeah. So we don't
the
die.
Wheels would fall off, sir.
But boy, y'all, you learned something. If you travel a lot, you see the dregs of humanity.
You do. You do.
You really do.
We were, this is going to sound like us being frequent flyers because us bitches love a Delta lounge. We love a Delta Sky lounge because we can
like
get
all
in
that
there.
Perks. We've got a United lounge too.
I love eating free. Y'all, that's my
Boodle
favorite
does.
Part because I go back for plate after plate because it's free. And I love the free drinks.
I know.
Get a little shit face before the flight. Anyway,
I'm in now has the ambassador lounge because I'm ambassador now at Marriott. So I get to eat for free.
There was a woman who,
God, that would sound old.
She was, they were in that moment where they were transitioning from breakfast to lunch and they were putting stuff. She's like, ma'am, if you'll wait just a little bit. She was like, where's breakfast going? And he's like, well, breakfast is going away. Lunch is going to be
10:45. It was 10:50.
Yeah. Breakfast is going away. Lunch will be up in about 10 or 15 minutes. She's like, I've got to go. Hey, there's some Fig Newtons there. You want to throw me a Fig Newton? Something to chew on before my flight? She was awful. She
horrible.
Was an absolute terrible person. And I hope she gets diarrhea.
I hope she gets constipation because you lose weight
when
you have
worse.
Diarrhea.
That's worse. You're
constipation
right.
is terrible. You feel worse and you're
so,
just stuck.
These people are kind of like when I tell people what I do or you tell people what you do, these are the people who say, oh, yeah, I took piano lessons. And they'll ask me a couple of questions. And I realize, like when she asked, one of the women's asked Captain Steamy, what's the beam of this yacht? What year was it? They're annoying as fuck.
And they don't really care even about your answers. They're just asking questions just because they're bored. And they're just asking questions to see him. But they're not listening.
No. And the daughter takes the cake because the daughter is just there to make her parents go full Karen. That's what she wants.
Dirty. Looks dirty. Looks dirty. This
is a special kind of garbage. Like we had earlier. Remember the ones who said that something like a get in a ballpark last season?
Yeah. It's like that.
They were dancing garbage bags. This is a different kind of elitist, like, we are smoking with pipes garbage bag. This is like, yes, lovey, but they're still
this
garbage
bags. This one almost bothers me more because there's such a passivity to it that drives me crazy.
So,
anyway.
Yeah, these are garbage people. We were due. We did have the perbs last charter, but at least they tipped well. And they were only annoying because they were just gross.
Somebody said, do you think this is the yacht that Michael's wife, ex-wife from 90 Day, the model.
Juliana.
Yeah. They said, do you think this is the type of yacht
girl?
Where Michael found Juliana? I went, yes. That's exactly
how
Michael found
her. These three women were yacht girls. Three or four.
Good for Juliana because she married that dumb motherfucker and then she got her green card and she out.
Good for her.
I don't even think she lives in the U.S. anymore, even though
she's an inspiration to me.
Inspiration. Okay, let's
go. Mints don't control me either.
Mints don't control me
either. Unless I ask them to, which is very different. There's consent.
Now, this episode, we're recording this early. This episode comes out next week, right, Poodle?
Yes.
Okay. So, So, y'all, Love is Blind has been out for a week. In fact, probably right now.
New episodes are airp.
The second batch of Love is Blind is about to drop. So, where
Gremlins
you been?
Gremlins 2. The second batch.
It's true. The second batch.
The new batch,
You can listen to the first episode. We premiered it last week on Wednesday or Thursday of Love is Blind, our episode one for season three. If you want to listen to the rest, you got to jump into Reality Gaze Plus, either on Patreon or Supercast.
You'll get to hear all of our opinions about Bartice, Colleen.
Colleen.
Did you know she's a ballet dancer? Did you know?
No, really. Really. Raven, shocker, several of you have messaged us and said she's insufferable and she's a clout chaser. Shocker.
She is. Yeah, I've actually had some people say they didn't want their identities revealed, but they work in Pilates and Raven is known in the Pilates game in Dallas. And people say, yeah, she's a tough one.
It's interesting. Yeah. We get some spoilers, but people that, I know this person, and they come and tell us all these spoilers and or just what about these people's lives. No, nothing brings out more sissies to tell all than Love is Blind.
That's true. Yeah.
We're fine with it, but y'all come at us. Okay. So, a lot about
Shane last season. We had a lot of people.
I didn't know Kyle had an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but he says he'll never show nudes. What's the point?
There's a video of some woman sucking his dick.
Is that real?
I watched it. You can't see his dick. You just see the back of her head, and you see the dick in his shorts.
What's it like?
It looks medium. Doesn't look like an amazing dick. It looks just medium. What you would think from Kyle. I think we were right.
I'm annoyed that I'm interested.
I'm always interested in a dick for the most part. But there's, as we said, I think fat balls.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we said with him.
He's a take dick.
He's a big bottom, y'all.
I know.
He's gay. He's gay, gay, gay. I feel it. And he's got a
smooth
asshole.
I think he may be one of those straight men.
He would do so well. He would let a guy fuck him for money.
Yeah, he's that. Yeah,
or he's a whole. It's a whole guy. So, which if you know those men, send them our way. Send them our way. Put them in our DMs.
Yeah, that line's worked really well for me. A hole is a hole.
They don't even have to finish the sentence anymore. They just say a hole, and I go. You don't need to say anymore. I got it. Let's go.
Well, it's tattooed on my lower back, so it's not. Rarely have to say it anymore.
It said a hole is a hole, but now you've been fucked so much, it just says a hole is a hoe. Because the L and the just have worn off from you getting dicked down so much.
Hole is a hole.
All right, below deck mid. Let's talk about it. Flash landing. Okay, Poods, what's your first tea bag?
I believe this is the penultimate episode of the season, you guys. I believe we only have one more episode, or maybe two.
It says two more. When Kyle and them fight, I think he says there's two more charters. He says there's two charters. Well, that
really.
So we've got this one, and I think we have another charter. Kyle says that. He says it at this, he says it right in this episode. I noticed.
It's interesting.
Said, we have two charters left. I just got to get through it.
There are usually only 18 episodes.
So maybe this charter is going to end on 17, and we'll get one last for 17. But that makes sense if there's two more episodes.
Yeah, they might have split though.
I bet it's going to be like a short like charter. A day charter. Yeah, like a one night.
Maybe.
One night.
So, y'all, this is right after that kind of fight that Storm kind of instigates because everything has been fine. And Natalia basically says, I don't want to be at this dinner anymore. Tosh is taking Kyle to the bathroom because they fight like brother and sister.
But when they
come back, this is interesting. Nat says, just so you know, we're not friends. We're just colleagues. And it's so interesting because both of these people fight dirty when they're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle fights the dirtiest, though. And he says, we were never friends from the start. And he's like, you never asked me a single thing about me. I can see Natalia not doing that.
No, I think that's true. I think that's true. And when Natalia
said, because
they're work friends. And she's so like, her brain shifts from like work to not. And we see kind of this
Tosh
two sides.
And Kyle can't do that.
And we see this. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I think they're probably too emotional about it. And I think she's too Jekyll and Hyde about it. Because you see, that's why Storm is so confused with how she is so flippant with him. And it's weird that she kind of turned on Storm and got mad at him. Like, why didn't you tell me that?
Right. Yeah. She's always the best to do that. What's interesting here is that Tosh is trying to mediate. And Natalia basically says, no, this happened. He called me a bitch. It happened at work. You should have handled it. And since she's like, no, I'll handle it tomorrow. Let's not talk about it now. So they all go to a bar. And then Tosh basically says, I don't want to be affected in this way and by any of this. And Nat says, you're the fucking chief stew. He called me a bitch. We need to talk about it.
When Tosh said that, I was like,
worst manager.
How can you not be affected by this, girl? Like, come on. It's just no words. It's complete. A lot of this is happening too because you haven't provided leadership. Now, do I think though that Talia is using this as a thorn in her side to make her feel demoted? 100% Like when it's funny. Like none of them really have self-awareness because like Talia says, I always get along with everyone. And I went, that's not true. That's 100% not true.
Even later at the bar, Courtney, who is wasted, says,
God,
you're the
she
chief
gets drunk like nobody's business.
She said, you're the chief stew. You've got to have professionalism and say that's not okay. And so it's interesting.
But Kyle's her bestie. She doesn't want to come down on Kyle.
Right. Everyone on the boat has had words about Tasha's job.
Poodle, let me tell you. Listen, everybody, I just want to say one thing that I learned about conflict when I did Lincoln-Douglas debate in high school. I know how we can resolve this right now. And I love that Reed starts to go and talking, and then everybody just looks at him and just completely shuts him down and moves on.
Y'all, this is the same boy. He is going to be thrown the dustbin of history. We don't even know him. They are just treating him like an assortment of guts. He is a living, breathing a deckhand without a personality at this point. He's not even.
He's 5 minutes on or one segment on the reunion, and then Andy's going to say, "Thanks for coming, Reed. See you next time."
Yeah. Yeah, there's always this. The replacements are just they've all got to get in early.
You've got to get in by like episode 7 as a replacement, or you're really not going to get much screen time from this.
I did like there's one moment where Reed just says to Dave, "God, this was such a great quote."
Oh, it was a great line.
I know we don't have a lot to talk about, but I just don't want to be in the middle of that. Yeah.
Can we just? I'm just going to sit by you, and you're just going to at me.
Can
because
I just
you're getting
stare
angry.
At you?
Yes.
Because I don't want to talk. What's your next teabag? So mine was that fight.
Did you see that Dave took his shirt off at BravoCon? People sent us videos of that. He looked good.
I'm sure.
He's almost a little too skinny for me, though. I need a little bit more meat on the bones.
I don't think he needs to be on reality TV. I don't think he'd pass a psyche eval if we did them.
Speaking of, that's my next teabag, is that they're walking down the street, and Dave's like, "So, have you talked to the boyfriend at all?" And Tasha's like, "Yeah,
I went, no!" I just screamed in my house. No, I don't want to see the story anymore. Dave, damn it, Dave!
And so she's kind of skirts the question like she always does, but rightly so. And then Dave's, she's like, "I don't want to talk about that." And Dave says, "I should probably just give up.
But I don't want to talk about it.
I can't help it. It's the way I feel." And I went, "Yeah, I just can't feel sorry." Like before, we were like, "Okay, she led you on. This was shitty for you to do, blah, blah." But this time I'm like, "No, dude, you're just a manipulator with your martyrdom. Like, that's who you are."
I agree. It would not be confound. It would not work if she just would stick to a fucking boundary. But
well, she finally, he texted her.
The next morning.
He's starting to text that night. And she got up the morning and read the text and said, basically like, "Hey, thank you for caring, but please only text me about work things." And I went, "That's a great text to send." That was great.
Let me just say this. What could have happened, what should have been happening, and it's been the last 3 or 4 charters since they had their big fight. She's been confiding in him because he's there to listen.
That's what I was
going to
say.
That.
You can't put up a boundary when you're walking up to him and you're hugging him.
Yeah.
And you're acting like. So and when you do look on the fault on this, I don't feel sorry for Dave, but the fault on this is Tosh, because she led him on again.
Yeah. And she can't be strict. She needs to have attention from a man.
I think it's less attention. I think it's more anxiety. I think it's like, again, this woman needs to read Codependent no more. Because for me, it's more of she can't stand having someone feel uncomfortable and that she was the cause of it. And I know that because I really relate to that. And when I'm not in a good headspace, I'll go into that. And I think Talia needs more of the attention on her.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. What's your next one?
You know, before I tell you a great Captain Sandy quote, I think we should take a break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? Or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Hey, kids, it's charter number 8. And we're all still together. Except for the 2 people I fired. Well, no, 1 quit. But I had to fire the other one. But we're here. The important people are here. And we've been pretty good. Except for the people who left. What were their names again? Martin?
Desiree?
What was it? Desiree? Francine?
Francine?
What was her name?
Frankie? God, I love the name Frankie for a girl, don't you?
Why is my microphone now orange? Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. It's still working.
As long as it works. Uh-oh, is it going down?
I don't think so.
We're having technical difficulties.
I didn't know if you're talking about your microphone or your penis.
Oh, no, that would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
So.
Yes, Captain Sandy at her
She
finest.
Basically says, we're all still here. And I don't know if that's supposed to make anyone feel good. Y'all, the charter guests we talked about before, one of them is Gerald, which to me sounds like a name of like Gerald Portion or something like that. It's a very Parks and Rec name of like one of the like someone running for city council. Like Fester Twitch or something. They all sound like weird made up names.
They do.
So turns out, y'all, they have a yacht. We said this before, and it's their anniversary and their daughter, their spoiled lovey daughter, their 21st birthday. And why wouldn't you spend it with your parents on a super yacht? The home away from home.
She's insufferable. Captain Sandy, y'all, they wake up. This is so the charter comes on. The wind is horrible. Like later on, it's not really a plot point per se, but it was interesting to watch. But Storm and Courtney go out to like on a tender to sea, and it's like horrible, 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 horrible. She said at some points, like the boat was up on it's really bad water. And the whole time on the boat, they're just like, so with the weather better yet, it's like they're trying to Captain Sandy.
Oh, yeah, they're awful.
I wish they kind of would. That would be, what if they try to over-Captain Cap? That would be amazing.
She would say, get off my boat.
She would. She'd have
like,
a flip out.
Like Harrison Ford, get off my damn plane. Or who was it? Was it Glenn Close in Air Force One? Get off my damn plane.
Was that Glenn Close? I thought that was in Air Force One with Harrison Ford.
That's what I just said, Air Force One.
But you said Glenn Close.
But wasn't she the president?
No, I thought Harrison Ford is the president in Air Force One because that's the whole point. Yeah, he's the president who like is like badass and like.
Oh, I never saw that movie. I never saw that movie.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's like any Harrison Ford movie, but it's a good movie.
Why?
We need to move on.
Okay, thank you.
Your face started
to ask
questions.
Why did I think there was a woman president? What movie was there about a plane with a woman president?
I don't know, but if they did a reboot of Air Force
One, it would be a woman.
They need to do it with like, yeah, with a woman.
It would be Viola Davis.
Yes. 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 I would love that. Okay.
President Viola Davis.
President Madam. Yes. So Tosh, actually, my next feedback is they actually sit down and have a meeting. They're going to talk this out.
We need to have a meeting.
She's like, because alcohol was involved. So I think she was right to like not have the meeting then when everyone's drunk.
Not like Storm naming a lead deckhand.
Yes. I forgot about that.
When everyone is blitzed and like near the karaoke machine. Yeah, wasn't was the best time.
Didn't go good.
Near right over a plate of jalapeno poppers.
Yeah. Oh, my brother loves them. So she basically said, I want to do this today. And basically Talia said that you apologize and then you call me a bitch again. And Talia says, you know, I don't like, if we're going to say something, we need to say it to our face. I don't talk behind other people's back. And good for Tosh, because Tosh says, yeah,
I disagree.
You've called me a bad man.
You called me a bad manager.
And unapproachable. So I did. She's right. Talia has totally talked. We have it on camera. She's talked shit about her to everyone.
No, she has. And Nat has no legs to stand on. What happens is, I think Kyle realizes that there's no way. And he basically says, look, work-wise, you're outstanding, Nat. And I have no excuse other than doing that, other than just exhaustion. And it's all Natalia needed is just him saying, I'm sorry for calling you a bitch. And then they just hug.
Talia's the one who says, can we just go back to where we all were? And they hug and make up.
And this is interesting. I do think that they were really exhausted. And I don't know.
I do agree. I agree.
And I don't know if with a camera, having a camera on you all the time is the best for Nat and Kyle. I think Tosh is going to be she's going to be whoever she is, regardless of the cameras on her anyway.
Think about how horrible we would be if we were on a reality show and tired. Remember one time I came in your room to rehearse and you threw glasses at me and said, get out. And then an hour later you took a nap and felt better.
I don't remember it happening that way.
You were wearing like a long, like a green kind of chenille robe with feathers on it and just screaming at me and say, I can't work today.
Yeah. And you were being annoying. And I rightfully told you to get the fuck out. Because you had that face on that you normally have. I've told you, your face annoys me when I'm tired. We need to get it fixed. Slap that look off your face. Yeah, y'all, I'll do things when I'm tired.
I'm bad.
Don't ask me to have a good time because I'm just raging inside.
Yeah.
So exactly. I'm sure these people are fucking exhausted.
For sure.
And yeah. Yours was just that
meeting and that they made up. That was kind of what's your next one?
So I just have this little bit of Dave basically tanking the rest of the charter because he and Tosh can't really communicate.
And he's being rude to her. But
Captain Sandy goes, you know, there's something between Dave and Tosh I just can't figure out. I can't put my finger on it. It's not like we actually had a problem earlier in the season. But that's all gone now. Because like when I watch an episode of Designing Women, it's the problem is solved in 22 minutes.
It's gone in 22 minutes.
Yeah, Mary Jo and Suzanne have stopped fighting about that dress that she wore.
Exactly.
And it looked better on Suzanne. I think everyone thought that.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And then Bernice comes in and says something funny. So I guess that they still have a problem. I don't know what it is yet.
I don't know what it is yet.
But you know, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out.
Is she?
Because this is not the calm. This is the storm.
This is the storm. Captain, would you like to see the cannons? We're going to go take you to the cannons. Hey, everybody, have you heard about the cannons? Hey, did you know there's some cannons? Let's get to the cannons. Cannons.
Maybe I'm just jaded. I don't give a fuck I think I saw, growing up in South Carolina, I saw a lot of Revolutionary War reenactments. So I saw cannons fired off, but I don't know. I guess if I was in Malta, it'd be really cool.
I think in Malta, it's something to do. They just are trying to entertain these people. Something. That guy Isaac is hot.
Yeah, the boy. He's the boyfriend. Princess's boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the princess or that? I get the two white girls confused. They seem the same to me.
The
those young
daughter
ones.
Is the blonde one.
But there's another one too, like her friend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're just interchangeable to me at this point.
I can't.
But yeah, so Dave fucks up the dinner. The dinner's taking forever. But I want
to point out something, and this is very foodie. If you know paella, and I said this in the cold open, if you know paella, she complained about her rice being crispy. Paella has a bottom.
Yes.
Of rice that is a crispy rice. So these people actually, maybe she or her parents, don't know what actual good paella is. It's called a sukkarat. I'm that pretentious that I've made my own paella. it's delicious. But it's that crispy rice at the bottom because you kind of, you don't burn it, but you make it really crispy. It's the best part of paella. Sorry. I had to say that because when she said, "It's my rice is crispy," I'm like, that's the way it's supposed to be, you fucking Philistine.
It doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong because Kyle put his foot in his mouth and was talking to someone else, and Captain Sandy heard him. Did you see her like swarm in and go, "Who's complaining? Who's complaining? Who's complaining? Who's complaining?"
They've been complaining. Who's complaining? Who's complaining? They better not be complaining. What did you do? Couldn't be me.
What did you do? Wasn't seven star? Oh, complaining. She's gonna freak out.
And the daughter's like, "Dad, this food is, what do you think about this food?" He's like, "It's not seven star amazing. It's good, but it's not amazing."
Is there seven? I thought it was four star.
I don't know how many stars there are. But y'all, the episode abruptly ends because Kyle just falls.
And it looks like he's like, he's
kind of, he just screams.
He's kind of moaning the way I do after I've been had a good fucking from a soccer team. Just, oh.
It looks painful. I don't know. It looks like his ankle or something.
God.
I will say.
I worry about you doing that when we're on tour because you're so klutzy.
You know why? Those balloons attacked him as he was going down the stairs.
That's why, y'all, we
don't need to have balloons. They are an abomination. And we don't need them in this world.
I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to force you to be around balloons like you tried to force me to be around roosters and E-4-6.
That was to get over your fear. I was trying to get you into exposure therapy.
I could do some balloon therapy then with you if you'd like. I actually am a therapist, so I actually could do it to you.
Are you? I'm never sure now, you actually got a degree.
I just paid for somebody.
I never saw the diploma.
I'm here anyway.
I still never saw an actual note from a doctor about your father.
Y'all, that's the show. That's blow. It was a kind of an okay, but I mean, it had moments, but it's kind of a snoozy episode, y'all. So hopefully next episode's a little more exciting.
I guess there are two more episodes, but I think so. Yeah, and then maybe a reunion. So 19.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Loud.
That's it. You know, you'll go to realitygaze.com. You can leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it so much. Also, y'all, Love is Blind. Be sure to check that out on Reality Gaze Plus. That is so fucking good. Also, we just last week, Love During Lockup started. That's on the $8 tier because we talk Love After Lockup really is everything we
cover. Show on television.
It's our favorite thing that we cover. So I would love for you to listen to our podcast, but if you don't even want to jump on the Reality Gaze Plus, just watch
Love During Lockup
show.
Or Love After Lockup. Love After Lockup or Life After Lockup, all of them.
But Love During Lockup started last week, y'all. So if you're
all
like,
new characters,
I don't know where
except
to start,
for one.
It's a great place for you to jump into this shit show. We promise you,
you will not regret it.
It's a Matt Sharp joint.
It fills that space that kind of mid-era 90 Day Fiancé.
Like not season 5, season 4 90 Day Fiancé filled.
Yeah. Because it's all mess. It's so mess. Much mess.
So good. So good. All right, everybody. We love y'all. We appreciate your support. We'll see you next week. But Poodle, until then, what is it? I'm glad you were looking at dick pics on your phone. This is what he does. I'm going to start doing that to you. Just zoning out. Just acting like you're not there in the room.
Until next time, we say, anchors are gay. Dad!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.